This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Cause and effect was on display in the American housing market this week. The housing starts number that the Census Bureau gave us the other day was pretty much what you'd expect in our higher interest rate environment. Housing projects that started being built, the absolute number of them, was down 11% July to August. That same report, though, also had in it the number of housing projects that were completed. And the trend there goes the other way, especially for buildings with five or more units in them. Those were up 46% month to month, 32% year on year. As Marketplace's Henry Epp reports, all those new apartments might help keep rent inflation under control, but they're only going to do so much to fix this country's housing shortage.
Every time Eric Farrell has built a new apartment building in Burlington, Vermont over the last few years, the units have been snapped up fast.
We post a unit for rent and it's gone within sometimes same day, certainly within a few days.
Demand has pushed Farrell and other developers to build more rental complexes, but they take years to complete, says Caitlin Shagrew-Walter, vice president of research at the National Multifamily Housing Council. And there was that big public health issue that threw everything off a few years back.
Some of these completions are surely things that were delayed during the pandemic.
All this new supply is bringing down the cost of housing in some places, says Lisa Sturtevant, chief economist at Bright MLS.
We're seeing owners of apartment buildings giving concessions, a couple months free rent, free parking.
So that's great, but demand isn't going away, in part because of what's going on in the home ownership market, says Danushka Nanakara with the National Association of Home Builders.
We have a large cohort of millennials that are in what we would traditionally say a peak home buying years, but we don't have enough housing inventory for them.
Couple that with high mortgage rates, and a lot of millennials are stuck in rentals, driving up demand. And while lots more apartments are opening now, that trend might not last. Caitlin Shagrew-Walter at the National Multifamily Housing Council says the number of apartment projects getting started is way down.
We're looking at a very complicated financing situation right now with interest rates where they are.
That's true for Eric Farrell in Vermont. Right now, his company is building a complex he expects to finish next summer. After that, he hopes to build another one, but when is anyone's guess?
Can we start it next summer when we're done the current building, or are we going to have to, you know, sit tight for a year or two? And it just depends on what goes on in the world.
Mostly, he says, the world of interest rates and construction costs. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.